Hello. Just wanted to hop on. This is Alex Cornwall with Purpose Driven Podcast. Got a new little thing that I'm going to try to do every once in a while. Just going to come on, just me, give you some thoughts. I'm going to call them like Thursday Unplugged, Thursday Rants. I don't know, but every Thursday, I'm just going to come on and share with you guys some thoughts and tips and tricks and motivation, inspiration, whatever you want to call it. Things that have been going on in my life, things that hopefully can inspire and help you grow as a human being, as a person, in business, in life, in relationships, whatever it may be. So, welcome. First, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I took a year off of this podcast, and I had quite a few people come to me and like, "Hey, when's the new episode coming out? When's this coming? When are you doing this?" And it actually means a lot. It made me realize that there is a need for people to speak up, to share their story, to inspire. Because honestly, I don't know. I don't know if this touches people, but it's those one or two people that it does touch that I'm doing this for. So thank you guys for sharing, for supporting me and supporting this cause and this opportunity that I have. I do want to grow this big. I do want to reach a lot of people and help and inspire those that need it. So a couple thoughts that I've been having over the weekend is kind of, I don't want to get too sappy in this or anything like that, but guys, people, listeners, we have one life to live. That's it. There's no do-overs in this. There's no second chance. There's no opportunity to go back and change what we've done or anything like that. This is it. This is our chance to be. This is our chance to live. This is our chance to grow. This is it. So I've caught myself quite a bit stepping back and going, what am I doing? Lived the 42 years. Has it been the best 42 years? Has it been the best? And sometimes you get to that point where you start regretting and you start looking back, man, I wish I would have done this better. I wish I would have done this. And I'm realizing that's the worst thing you can do. Every experience that you've had in this life right now, every obstacle, every challenge, everything that you've faced has helped you become the person you are today. And that for me, kind of excites me, kind of makes me want to like get really excited that wow, we've got an opportunity to grow and become even more, and the sky's the fucking limit with what we can do with this life. And there's, you're not too young and you're not too old, you're not too dumb, you're not too smart. Those are all labels that you're putting on yourself. You could do and start and become whatever you want starting today. Like, I had a hard time doing this podcast and putting myself out there. This right here is really hard for me. What are people going to think? I'm not the most articulate person. I'm not the smartest person in the world. Do I know my shit and all that? Sometimes I was like, I don't know. But guess what? If I don't put it out there, am I really fulfilling the life that I want to fulfill? And that's ultimately what's come down for me. It's like, why not do it? Why not do it and get that fulfilling feeling, that emotion that like, dude, you're doing something good in this world. You're actually impacting this world. You're leaving value. And that's my ultimate goal with this, is to leave value. And so often we sit on the sideline thinking of what are other people going to think if I do this. I know I did that for many years, and up till this day, like I said, like that imposter syndrome creeps in, going, what are other people going to think? But in all reality, what are other people going to think? Looking at the positive side of that, what are people going to think? What if I do help that one person change their life and change their thought process and change their perspective, going, you know what? I am going to go start that business. I am going to go and take that risk. I am going to go invest in that property. I am going to go and do that thing that I need to do to better my income, to better my life. I am going to go work on my relationship with my wife, my kids. what if? What are those other people going to think? So I've kind of changed the paradigm of that saying, going, yeah, what if, what are people going to think? You know, there are going to be some haters out there. There are going to be some people that don't like what you do that are going to go and go, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I don't know. You really don't know your shit. You don't know what you're doing. But guess what? If you don't try, you've got one life. Why not try? Why not do what you can do and see if you can actually make this work? And don't just try it, do it. Like if you just try something, you have doubt. I'm gonna go try to do that. But you're telling yourself in your brain, yeah, I doubt that I can do it. There's still that doubt in there. Just go do it. Like this, I'm using me as an example right now. Do I really want to do this? I'm scared shitless of what people are going to think, but guess what? It's that one person that I'm going to go and help. I mean, it's that one message that I get on Instagram going, you know what? You sharing your story about almost committing suicide and doing that saved my life. There is purpose, there is hope. And that's why I called this the Purpose Driven Podcast. It's like, what is everybody has a purpose. You are born with your purpose. You are born with that feeling of something inside you that gives you that feeling of fulfillment and that hope and that, like, man, this drives me. And it's different for everybody. And I think that's the true purpose of this life, is to rediscover that purpose and fulfill it, to fulfill that true talent that God gave you. What are you doing to do that? And if you're not going to go out and at least attempt to help and to build that dream, that one thing that you've always wanted to do, it's never too late. I love that little meme that comes up that, you know, that talks about like how the Waltons started in their 40s to create Walmart, and like Colonel Sanders, we know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, starting in his 60s and created a $1 billion company. I don't give a shit how old you are. I'm 42 years old and I'm literally starting over with this, and I'm going to build this into something great to touch lives and to be somebody and to help somebody grow and progress. And I'm not going to stop. I've stopped once and I realized that it was not worth it. It was not fulfilling me. I went into a deeper depression because I wasn't doing something that I love. I really don't care what other people think. But it took me realizing and loving myself and understanding, what do I think? That's what matters. What do I want? What do Be selfish when it comes to this. You got to be selfish before you become selfless. So my message here today is take a chance on you. So there's a little concept that I coach and I teach that it's simple but profound for me. I keep things simple. I live by that law, KISS, the acronym, keep it simple, stupid. I really try to live by the three C's to change. First, you got to make a choice. You got to have that choice of what you want. You want to decide, make that choice. Like, yes, I want this. I want this in my life, whether it's finances, whether it's relationship, whether it's physical body, whatever it is, make that choice. And then take and then get clear on where you want to see that go. Get a vision in your mind of Get clarity on that vision of what you want this to be, where you want to take that choice. But this third one, I think, is what most people get hooked up on, is they're not willing to take a chance on themselves. You can accomplish anything you put your mind to if you're willing to put your mind to it. That's one thing I'm certain of. Take a chance on you. Take a chance on who you are and who you want to become. You know that great quote, and I'm going to read it up here. I actually have it written on my office board. It says, make decisions from the person you want to be, other than the person that you think you are. Take a chance and be that person today that made that choice and got clear on that vision. And do you know what's inevitable if you do those three steps, those three C's? That change will happen in your life. Go put it to test. Try it out. Pick one thing that you've always wanted to do. You've made the decision. It's a lot of people, a lot of times we make that decision. We want to decide. We choose something that we really want in life. How often? How we see it every year in the gym. I go to the gym regularly. I love the gym. I try to take care of my body. Am I perfect at it? No, I got the 80-20 rule down perfect with that. I love my fucking donuts. Don't take my donuts away. I go to the gym. I see it every single year. Come January, what happens in the gym? People decide, they choose that, yeah, this is the year I'm gonna get in shape. I'm gonna do something. And they take a chance, or they decide and they get clear. They start looking at pictures. Yeah, this is what I'm gonna look like and stuff like that. They start getting clear on that. But what happens when stuff gets hard and it starts getting difficult to keep that diet, that it gets difficult to keep going on a daily basis and get that routine in place? They don't take a chance on themselves. They stop believing in them. They start thinking about what other people are going to think. Well, my partner stopped going, so I'm going to stop going. They're relying on others to give them that motivation. We see it all the time. And that's just one thing. We see it in business. I'm going to start this side hustle. I'm going to go do this. They get clear on that vision of where that's going to take them. And then to have other people come in and say, I want to do that. You really don't know what you're doing yet. Are you really going to have enough time to do that? They're not willing to take that chance to overcome those and actually believe in themselves. Take a chance on them, that they are the ones that made the decision, not the other people. Take that chance on you, because anything is possible in this life. That's one thing that I've learned, that I don't care if you're 80 years old. I don't care if you're 20 years old. We're seeing more millionaires in their 20s right now because they're willing to take a chance on themselves right now. And it's so amazing to me, the opportunities that we currently have. Yeah, is our economy in shit sometimes? And yeah, we can look at the negative, what's going on in the world. But guess what? We still live in the greatest country. We still have the greatest opportunity, and we still have people that surround us. We can surround ourselves with so many people that will help build us and guide us and support us and help us grow if we're willing to go out and take a chance on us to go find those people. But it starts with making a choice, getting clear on that choice, and taking a chance. So, guys, I leave you with that. This is a quick little rant. Something that I've been really focusing on in my life, wanting to do, even with this pod, I'm using this podcast as an example. I'm taking a chance on myself right now that I am going to touch other people. I am going to reach other people. Am I most articulate? Am I perfect at it right now? No, but I guarantee you, over repetition and over growth and over time, I am going to get better and better every single day. And I am going to touch more and more people. And I am going to get more followers. And I am going to get more opportunity to go serve and to go help and to go feel that fulfilling peace in my life, because this is my purpose, is to touch others, to help others get out of what they were going through, because I've been there. I am there sometimes. I know what depression, I know what anxiety feels like so many of us do, but are not willing to take it, to talk about it. I know what it takes to start a business and grow it from scratch, and to build it, just to lose it again, and to have to rebuild it. It's hard shit. If it wasn't hard, everybody would be doing it. We always heard that saying, it's hard shit. But guess what? God did not give us anything that we can't overcome. That's one thing I do know about. Tap into the prosperity and the abundance that He's given us, and the sky is the limit. Love you all. Thank you. If you like this message, and if you like what you hear, and if you like what you see, continue to subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to my Instagram, all my social media. It's C_AlexCornwall. Go to alexcornwall.com if you're interested in coaching. Do one-on-one coaching, group coaching, you name it. If you're in real estate, I've got some exciting news. That's why my background is in real estate. I've got some exciting things coming out, rolling out here in the near future to help people get on a fast start in real estate, to build your business. Take a chance on you. Take a chance on yourself that you can actually go out and do this business, even in all the turmoil and the shit that's going on. So, guys, thank you. Purpose Driven Podcast. Talk to you later.